in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And let's get right into the word of the Lord. Amen. You know, it is a very obvious fact that all of us have a father in this world, and or have had a father in this world. And because all of us are different, we've all had different fathers and, of course, different experiences relating to our earthly father. And some are good experiences and others not so good. And the experiences we have had here in this life often follow us into our relationship with our Heavenly Father, with God, our Heavenly Father. And I believe tonight that the model that we must adopt as sons and daughters of God is that model of Jesus Christ, who was, in essence, the perfect father-son relationship that we can look at and that we can understand in this life. And I begin to imagine, I can only imagine what it would be like to be God's procreated son. Adam was called the son of God by direct creation. The angels were called the sons of God by direct creation. And we are called the sons of God by adoption. Amen. But Jesus Christ was the son of God by direct procreation. And I can only imagine what it would be like to be able to talk to Almighty God just like you would talk to your own father, and to learn from him, and more importantly, to feel the love and the kindness of a perfect father who says all the right things and at the right time and in the right way. For us, for most of us, myself included, there's not one of us here tonight that have had a perfect father. None of us that are fathers here tonight have been perfect in our leadership and in our fatherhood. But that does not mean that if your father was not perfect that you don't love him or didn't love him. It's just really a statement of fact tonight that we are living in a environment, we are living in circumstances that are, as Scripture says, according to vanity. All is vanity. And I cannot tell you what a perfect father should be like because I really don't know all of those details. And many times I'm just telling you tonight from my heart that there are many times that I have felt like I have failed when it comes to this tremendously important responsibility of being a father. And I'm sure that all of the fathers here tonight would feel the same way. And yet when I look at the life of Jesus Christ, I see a relationship that was in all aspects the very best, and surely one to follow and to try to model ourselves, for me to try to model myself after when it comes to this important thing. Amen. When I look into the book of John, I begin to look into the book of John. John was the one that leaned his head upon the breast of Jesus Christ in the Last Supper. He was one of the three. Some have said that John was the closest of all of the apostles. And I began to do a little bit of looking into this, and I found that in the book of John, the words, "my Father," appear 38 times, and the word "the Father" appears 35 times. And when I saw this, I began to imagine the look on the face of Jesus Christ when he began to talk about his Father. I've never heard it brought out this way, but I think that he had nothing bad to say about him. There was never a time that he talked back to his father. There was never a time that he was disobedient to his father. But when he spoke of his father, I would just like to see the look on his face. Amen. When I see young people and they talk about their dad, little children especially, when they talk about their father, there is a certain pride that is there. That's my dad. And I can just imagine tonight what was going through the mind and the words and the facial expressions of Jesus Christ when he spoke of his father. Now hear me tonight. He was literally the Son of God. Amen. He was the Son of God. And God was his Father. And so just as we have earthly fathers, he had a father, but his father was not Joseph. His father was God Almighty. We're talking about a completely different relationship here tonight. And he spoke with a sense of true love and affection that he had for his father. And the love of his father led him to some places. And it led him to places of learning. He learned from his father. In John chapter 8, I want to read a few verses in the book of John here. John chapter 8 and verse 28, then Jesus said unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Amen. And so he is declaring here that when it came time to learn, he would go to his Father and he would say, why? Show me. I don't understand this. Would you teach me? Would you help me to know this? And in the perfect way that any perfect father or the perfect father would do it, he would begin to speak of things to his son and begin to teach him. And then it was the son that took the teaching of his father, and he went out and he told everybody else, this is what my father says. This is what my father has taught me. This is what my father believes and what is right. And there was that camaraderie there. There was that love. And there was a tremendous amount of respect that he had for his father. In fact, it was so great that Jesus was greatly offended when anyone spoke against his father, even to the point, yes, of building a whip and going into the temple and driving them out of the temple. And the Bible says in John 2 and 16, and he said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And in another place it says, the zeal of the Lord hath eaten him up, or eaten me up. And so there was a zeal. It was a zeal, yes, for the things of God, but it was a zeal for his father. That's how much he loved his father. That's how much he respected him. That's how he felt about his father. And this was his father's house. Amen. And tonight we are in the Father's house. And there is a certain way that we should feel about this place, because it represents our heavenly Father. Amen. Well, somebody said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it was not just teaching, it was showing him things that he no doubt held close to his heart. In John chapter 8 and verse 38, he said, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which you have seen with your father. Excuse me. And so he saw things with his father. He went places with his father. There were times that he was out doing things, and his father would speak to him. He would speak back to his father, and they would have a conversation with each other. Yes, this is exactly what happened. It was not some spiritual spooky thing, but it was a father-son relationship. And he said, I speak with the things that I have seen with my father. And in fact, Jesus was so awed by his father that he spoke of his father's house. Well, praise the Lord. John 14 and verse 2. Somebody pray for me here tonight. That's all I've got to work with as a tool is my voice. John 14 and verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And so he said, there's some things in my Father's house. My Father has shown me some things. My Father has taught me some things. My Father has led me in wisdom and understanding. I want to give you a little secret about what's going on in my Father's house. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And the love that developed in the heart and life of Jesus Christ for his Father was so deep that those that love his Father, he loves. And those that hate his Father will be rejected by him as well. John 14 and verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And so there was this relationship, this love relationship between God Almighty and his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, can you see the connection in my feeble way tonight of trying to explain this and show this to us? Can you see the connection of love? Can you see that our Lord had this love for his perfect Father? Amen. He taught us how to please his Father because he was so very close to him. John 15 and verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. He knew what his Father liked, and he said, if you want to please my Father, this is what you need to do. I know him. I know how he feels about things. And that is what he expressed in his life. Amen. This love developed into loyalty. And it was a loyalty that was unbreakable. Amen. John 15 and verse 10. He said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And so his love drove him to an unbreakable loyalty to his Father. Oh, God, help us. Our God knows exactly how to be the best Father that ever was. Amen. And he was devoted, unbreakable devotion to him. And in fact, he was so confident in his Father's love that whatever his Father told him to do, he was willing to do it. Amen. And he went about telling others the truth. Amen. And here we see in the scripture, John 15 and 15. Here, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And so he was so confident in his Father's love that whatever his Father told him, he went about to tell them, this is the truth. This is absolute truth because my Father said it. Amen. That's a devotion. That is a complete devotion to someone that you completely, totally, 100% trust. Amen. And it tells us here in John chapter 18 and verse 11, he said unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath, the cup which my Father hath given me. Shall I not drink it? Amen. The love that Jesus had for his Father and the devotion that he had for his Father was so deep and so connected that he was willing at the word of his Father to go all the way to Calvary and suffer the shame and the agony of Calvary. And he would pray in the garden and say, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do, Father, because I've come to the place where I completely trust you. Amen. I have given myself over to your will. Amen. Because I have total confidence. I have total trust in your leadership. Amen. And in Matthew chapter 26, I'll break from John here just a little bit. But in Matthew 26 and verse 37, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face, praying, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Oh, what a father he had. Amen. What a father he had. What a relationship there was between him and his Father, his literal Father. We speak of God as our heavenly Father, but when he spoke of his Father, he was talking about his literal Father, that he had a relationship. Amen. We can only look at this relationship and wonder, for none of us are going to find this kind of relationship with our Father or with anybody else in this entire life on this earth. Amen. He was willing to go through the garden experience. Oh, it was so difficult to do the Father's will. Can you see as great drops of blood came upon his forehead, as the muscles in his face constricted because of the terrible events that were about to take place in his life? He knew what was about to happen, but he was willing to go through it because his Father said, this is the right thing to do. Amen. Based upon the words of his Father. And I'm thankful today that he was submissive to the will of his Father and he went to Calvary, or there would be no church service here. Amen. There would be no salvation. There probably would not be a world here today, but it would have self-destructed by this point in time. I'm thankful that our God came to this earth. Amen. Robed himself in the Son, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. I'm thankful tonight that he found a willing vessel, that he created a willing vessel that was willing to do the plan and the purpose of God, no matter what it was. And he said in Mark 14 and verse 36, and I read it tonight, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thou wilt. And I began to look at this because the word Abba, Father, is found only about four places in the entire Word of God. And so I began to look at it to see exactly the expression that Jesus was making when he said, Abba, Father. This word Abba is described as a Syriac word, which intimates filial affection and respect and parental tenderness. And it seems to have been used by Jesus merely considered as a man to show his complete submission to his Father's will and the tender affection which he was conscious his Father had for him. Amen. Not only was it that expression of feeling toward his Father, but it was the way of speaking to someone that you had tremendous respect for. When you have tremendous respect for someone, you don't just come and greet them casually. Amen. If the president were here tonight, you would be wise not to say, hey, Don, how's it going? Amen. But you would give him the respect. You would give him the respect of the position that he is in. And when we understand the position of our Father in our life, and when we understand the position of our Heavenly Father in our life, there needs to be a way that we approach Him. And I believe tonight that we need to approach Him with the Spirit of His Son. Well, praise the Lord. I believe that we need to approach Him with the Spirit of His Son. And so when He spoke to His Father here, He was expressing some things. He wasn't just saying, Father, and He did say that at other times, but He was expressing or addressing rather His Father from His heart of hearts and saying, loving Father, teaching Father, providing Father, wonderful Father, gracious Father, powerful Father. And I could go on and on and on tonight. But when He addressed His Father by saying, Abba, Father, He was saying, I know that You can take this away from me. I know that I'm going to go through some very difficult hours in not too many hours from now. Abba, Father, You're able. Abba, Father, You're gracious. Abba, Father, You are everything to me. I'm living for You. Amen. I love You so deeply that there is nothing else in this world that I love more than You, my Father. Well, praise the Lord. And when He spoke here to His Father, it was with complete connection and attraction. Amen. Nothing was more important to Him. And this was something that developed over time because He grew up as a baby. He learned how to talk. He learned how to interact with His mother and his father Joseph, as we call him. And then the day came that he began to understand that he was not his father, but that he had a father, and his father was God Almighty. Amen. And as he learned more and more about his father, he couldn't wait to get into the presence of his father. He couldn't wait to spend some time with him. And he grew and he developed into the place where the Father's will and pleasing the Father became the most important thing to him. I believe tonight that the worst thing in the world to Jesus Christ in his mind was to do something or to say something that would make his Father look at him badly or feel badly about him. That's the kind of love that I'm talking about here tonight. And I know you're looking at me, and I think that maybe I'm passing over us, and I'm passing over myself here tonight, because none of us really understand that kind of love connection in this life. But if we can get a glimpse tonight of our Heavenly Father, I believe that it will lift us up into a higher place of our relationship with Him. Amen. Our worship will take on a different meaning. Our service to God will take on a different meaning. Amen. And the understanding of salvation and serving God in eternity will take on a completely different look and aspect in our minds. Amen. It was because of this connection and this love that he was able to say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. For you see, in the last days, there will be people that will get so far from God that they could never imagine having this kind of relationship. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, and the list goes on. Amen. We are living in that generation today where the parental love, amen, the love for the parent, for your father, for your mother, and I'm speaking basically tonight about our father, amen, that we don't see the value of our father, our earthly father. And young people, you need to be thankful for your father tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We need to be thankful for the time that we've had in this world with our Father. But the great news tonight is that the great God of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4 is our Heavenly Father. And in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, he said, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." I'm talking about the spirit of the Son tonight. The spirit that was in Jesus Christ, that when he cried out and said, "Abba, Father," there was a connection there. Amen. When we come to God and we're born again of the water and of the Spirit. Somebody needs to help me tonight. Amen. When we receive that spirit of adoption, amen, we can come to the place where when we go to God in prayer, it's not a "now I lay me down to sleep" prayer, but it is "Abba, Father." Amen. I've come in my growth and in my maturity in God. Amen. That it's not just a time set on the clock that we pray. Well, praise God. It's not just another day that I'm going through, but my Heavenly Father is close. My Heavenly Father is very near to me. Amen. And I love Him so much, I've just got to talk to Him before I get to work this morning. Amen. I've just got to talk to Him before I get into this day today. How do you feel about your God tonight? Is He a God that's only at the church? Is He a God that your parents know? Is He a God that somebody's told you about? I'm here to tell you, He is a God that wants to be very near. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe tonight it's time for us to cry out, "Abba, Father." Amen. Because we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Well, praise God. Well, praise God. I feel that spirit that's trying to bind this thing here tonight. But we have not been called to bondage. Amen. We have not received the spirit of bondage. And so the opposite of bondage is liberty. The young people sang about it here tonight. We have liberty in the Holy Ghost. We have liberty in the Spirit. Amen. In the Spirit of God that He has poured out upon us. I'm thankful tonight for the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost will set us free. The Word of God and the Spirit of God will make us free. Free from bondage. Amen. And that bondage keeps us from going closer to our Heavenly Father. And the closer we get to Him, the more He lets us to know what He has in store for us. He teaches us. He shows us the truth. He gives us what we need. Amen. Because we're close. Amen. And we have seen Him in His glory. Amen. I worship Him because I love Him tonight. I serve Him because He's the greatest of the greatest. I've come to know Him over these years. And I've come to understand that the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life is when God came into my life. Does anybody else here tonight feel that way? Do you feel that way when you wake up on Monday morning? Do you feel that way during the course of the week? Praise God. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was when God came into my life. And I need to address Him and say, "Abba, Father." Amen. Abba, Father. Oh, wonderful Father. Great Father. Awesome Father. Would you speak with me right now? I need to talk to you. Praise God. We have received the Spirit of the Son. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6. "And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." It started with Jesus, and it's going to end with you and I, if we'll get close enough to understand and to know who our Heavenly Father really is. Amen. The Spirit of the Son is the Holy Ghost. It's the capital S there. That is the Holy Ghost. And when we have the Holy Ghost, Amen. We've got that experience, and we have the opportunity to have the experience of a true, deep love relationship with God Almighty. Well, somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 2. It says this, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto you. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us," that would be the apostles, "and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Fellowship. We sing that old song, "Fellowship with Jesus." Oh, what joy divine. Oh, praise God. I'm telling you tonight, we need to come to the place of fellowship with God. Fellowship with God. Amen. I see people that fellowship that just talk about casual things. And then I see people that have fellowship, and they, when they see each other, they smile and they put their arm around them. They say, "Hey man, how's it going? It's good to see you again." And they get into conversations and they begin to talk. Amen. I'm amazed that when there is close fellowship, that people will say, "How's it going?" And they will honestly answer them and tell them how it's going. And they'll be so transparent and they will open up. Many people don't do that because they don't trust, because they're afraid that they're going to expose themselves, and so they don't do that. I don't believe that we should open up to everybody, by the way. I don't believe that we should tell everybody the things that we're feeling. That is reserved for our deepest relationships. Amen. And the deepest relationship that we can have is our relationship with God. Amen. Our relationship with Jesus Christ, who was the image of the invisible God. Praise the Lord. He goes on in 1 John chapter 3, and I'm going to finish here in just a few moments. Would you come tonight, Sister Reed? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." What manner of love? Everybody said love. What manner of love? It's almost like an unanswered question. What manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us? Why in the world would He call me His son? I was so far away from God. I've done so many things that I'm ashamed of. Why would He say, "You are my son"? Now listen, when God says He wants to be your son, He's not going to be sitting behind a desk somewhere and talking to you from 15 or 20 feet away, and you ask a formal question and He gives it with a formal answer. No, but there's the opportunity to sit down, amen, just to sit down beside Him and say, "How are you feeling? Is there anything that you would like to talk about? Is there anything that's on your heart that you need to express to me? You can talk to me about it, and I'll talk back to you about it, and we'll see if we can't get this thing worked out together." Do you have somebody in your life like that tonight? If you do, you're very blessed. Amen. But even in the greatest relationship in this life, it will never compare to the relationship that God desires for you and I. "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not." Yeah, there's going to be some things that are set aside, and it's not because the pastor preaches that we can't do it. It's not because the Word of God says we can't do it. No, but it's because we have come to the place where we've drawn close to our Heavenly Father, and we don't want to say or do anything that would offend Him or make Him feel badly about us because of that close love relationship. Behold, or he says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, you can be happy and fulfilled in life. Amen. There's only one place that you can find that, though, and that's by knowing and loving this Heavenly Father who has a plan. And the plan is, I want you to be my son. I want you to be my daughter. And I want to sit down with you on a regular basis. And I want you to learn of me. I want you to understand how I feel about you. I want you to know that I really do care about the little things in your life. I want you to know that I'm going to help you with the little things in your life. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to help you. Amen. And yes, there will be times that through the wisdom of our Heavenly Father, you and I will have to go through a Calvary. We'll have to go to a Garden of Gethsemane. If Jesus Christ did, are we any better than him? I would say, no, we're not any better than him. And the Bible says, we have not strived unto blood yet. I don't think any of us have bled for our testimony of Jesus Christ. But he bled because of the will of his Father. But the Father knew what was going to happen. The Father looked down the road. Amen. And that trust and that confidence. Are you going through a trial tonight? You can make it through that trial with trust and confidence that your Father knows best. That your Heavenly Father is right there to help you and to strengthen you and to lift you up. Amen. Two more scriptures tonight in Psalm chapter 25 and verse 6. Why don't we stand together? Psalm 25 and verse 6. David got an understanding of this. He was probably one of the closest men in the Old Testament. His heart beat after God's heart. And he said, Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Yes, I know God is a God of judgment. And folks, the day of judgment is coming upon our world. And some have said that the judgment of God will be as amazing as his grace. But I'm telling you tonight, there is a God with an outstretched hand that says, I'm full of loving kindnesses. Amen. Not just kindness. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit is kindness. Kindness. That's not walking up saying, hey, you better straighten up, buddy, or else. That's not kind. But kind is, man, listen, I know what you're going through. I'd like to help you with this. But it's not just kindness. It's loving kindness.
Amen.
It's coming up and saying, man, eye-to-eye contact. I'm not looking over here. Man, now listen, you better straighten up and you better do right, better fly right and get it. You don't feel connected, but it's a loving kindness. And he puts his arm around you and he says, man, listen, I love you. This boy loves me. He tells me all the time, I love you, Pastor. And I love him too. You know what? Doesn't matter how small or how large, how tall or how short we are. God has loving kindness. Not just loving kindness, but loving kindnesses. All different ways that he comes along right when you don't know it. And he'll send somebody along and we can go out to the lake and talk just for a little bit. That's God. God does that. He'll send somebody to preach the Word of God and it'll speak directly to your heart. You know what that is? That's God. That's one of the loving kindnesses of God. That comes along and he says, I love you so much. I want to be your heavenly Father. I want you to be my son. I want you to be my daughter. And as a good father and a loving father, filled with loving kindness, when a little one does things and they do things that you're not happy with, you don't throw them away. But you teach them and you instruct them, and sometimes you discipline them. Amen. But you help them through their foolishness. You help them through their failures. You don't throw them away because they're having a hard time right now. Are you having a hard time right now? There's loving kindnesses in our Heavenly Father tonight. And He's willing to work with you to help you through this difficult situation in your life. He's going to be there for you in the trials and the tests of life. Amen. I remember my wife telling me that there was a time when she really just needed somebody to hug her. And she was all alone, and she prayed and said, God, would you help me? And in the middle of the night, she felt arms reach around her and hug her. That's our Heavenly Father. There have been times when I did not know what to do. I felt like I was a nobody in the kingdom of God. But every time I've gone to God in prayer and I cried out to Him, I felt His presence. That's loving kindness from God. Amen. That's security. That's knowing that He is there. Praise the Lord. I feel His presence here tonight. I feel Him right now here. Withhold not Thy tender mercies from me. Psalm 40 and 11. O Lord, let Thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Are you seeking for something tonight? Seek for God. Are you hungry for something tonight? Hunger for God. Not just for God. Some people just want an experience, and so they try God. I'm going to try God as though He is some figure over here. And then there's another figure over here and another one over here and so forth. I'll try God. No, what you need is a Father. What you need is a Father. I need a Father. I am a Father, but I need my Heavenly Father. I wish so badly, and I know some of you here tonight feel the same way. I wish so much that my earthly Father was here. But I lost Him. I lost Him when I was 16 years old. And then I lost my mother when I was 17 years old. And I look at some of you young people and you've got a dad and you just take him for granted. But I'm telling you tonight, you got something. You got something that's very valuable that you can go and just sit at His feet and just say, hey. And it may not be that close and it may not be that great, and if it's not, and you can't communicate with your earthly Father, transfer it over to God. Just transfer it over to God, and before long you'll be saying, instead of saying, God, I need you, you'll be going to God in prayer, and you'll say, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. A completely different relationship, a completely different kind of love and connection. Is He your Father tonight, or is He just your God? I'm telling you, He is my Lord and my Savior. He is my God, and oh, praise God. I shudder even to say, I am a son of God. Why me? I'm so thankful tonight. Can we pray together right now? Come on, somebody. Lift your voice with me and let's talk to God together. Abba, Father, I've got a financial situation that I just don't know how to deal with. Abba, Father, I'm dealing with some things on my job, and I know that You're there and You love me and You care for me. Could You help me with this situation? Abba, Father, I just want You to know how I'm so thrilled that You've chosen me as one of Your sons. Hallelujah. 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 It's going to make your prayer time go a lot faster and more beneficial to your life. An hour will go by and it seems like 15 minutes. Just spending time with my Father. He's not my dad, He's my Father. He begat me with the word of truth. He went out of His way, died on the cross so I could be here tonight. That's how much love He has for me. For me, for me, for me, for me. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's just pray a moment longer here tonight, church. Oh, God, we need You more than anything. We need You more than anything. We need You more than anything. We need You more than anything, Jesus. We need You more than anything. Somebody's connecting here tonight. Somebody's connecting here tonight. And I know it's a little bit different here in the service here tonight than our usual Sunday night service. But my friend, God is in this house and He wants to meet the need of your life. Oh, yes, somebody's touching God. Come on, Mom and Dad. Come on.